Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hey friend, and welcome back to my channel. Today we are going to talk about how to hard reset your life in just 14 days and what that means for you and your mental health. Now, before we get started, I need y'all to know that my neighbors next door over here, they are having a fiesta, okay? And they did not invite me over, so that's the first problem with it, okay? Because me gusta bailar, okay? They haven't played Suavemente, so there's still hope for me yet, but if you hear the music, that's what's happening. Pay attention to me, though. Don't get distracted, okay? Because then they play Chaka Khan, and I said, what are we doing, guys? What are we doing? I want to come over. Anywho, I want to get this video out to y'all. And so I will not be delayed or denied. So just lean in. Okay. Don't listen. Don't listen to the fun that's happening over yonder. I need you to listen to what the Lord is saying right here. I'm so excited because I have a solution to what I felt like was a problem. And I'm praying that this word is on time for you as well, because the Lord had me shift what I was going to talk about and do the things. So this has been just kind of a ghetto year for me in all sense of the word. I'm grateful to the Lord, but it's just really been a ghetto hot mess express. Okay. And over the last week, I was cleaning up my room, talking to the Lord. And I said, I just wish God, like, I could have like a control alt delete button. Like, I need to like reset. I need to reset like an iPhone. I need to reset like a computer. And his response to me was, why do you think that you can't? Immediately, I went down the rabbit hole, because actually, correct. First things first, I want you to understand, moments like those is what 1 Thessalonians means when it says to pray without ceasing, that we should constantly be in communication and having exchange with the Lord. Because although I was doing something, I was still in conversation with the Lord. I was still praying with that exchange, and he gave me the key. So I sat down and really had an opportunity to walk through what a hard reset means. And over the course of the afternoon, God gave me a plan for a 40-day hard reset. Mine is way more extensive because I need that. But in me preparing it, the Lord told me to give to you all and gift to you all a 14-day plan that I will give you all the information to and show you at the end of this video, to help you if you are in a situation like me. And if you just need a hard reset, like sometimes I just want to start over. But every day that we have, God gives us that opportunity. And so don't ever feel like just because your circumstances seem overwhelming that you don't have the opportunity or the option to reset, because our circumstances are not nearly as big as our Father in heaven. Like, you have the authority and the power to be able to choose life in every situation. And that doesn't mean that the circumstance is going to change, but you're definitely not going to see any progress, and you're definitely not going to see the circumstance change if you don't change. And a lot of us want to change, but don't know where to get started. And I'm here to help you do that, friend. So let me give you my definition of what a hard reset is. A hard reset is a purposeful process of pausing, reflecting, and making significant changes to your routines, to your habits, and environment to realign with personal goals, values, and priorities. It involves decluttering mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual spaces to create a fresh start, to improve your focus, to foster healthier habits, while all reconnecting with a deeper sense of purpose. And it really provides an intentional framework for sustained transformation. And when the Lord allows me to, it might be next week, where I talk about a word that he gave me for this upcoming season. And I think it's it's applicable to multiple areas of my life, but also for multiple people. And so if the Lord allows me to release that to y'all, I will be doing that in an upcoming video. So how do you know that you're a good candidate for a hard reset? I'm going to give you some of the symptoms that I was dealing with. Okay. Time for your checkup, Doc McStuffin style. I want to outline these because I don't want you to feel like you're alone. I felt one or all of these over the course of the last 12 months, which is why I'm just like, I just want to start over and I'm not waiting until January to do so. I need a new start today. Okay. And so if you have been feeling overwhelmed, that means constantly feeling like you're behind or you're unable to keep up with the demands of life. If you're feeling unorganized, your spaces are cluttered, your mind is cluttered and scattered, and it impedes on your productivity, but more important, it impedes on your peace. This is for you. If you are feeling emotionally burnt out, so that means that you're dealing with chronic stress, fatigue, and a sense of emptiness, even though you seem to have external success, even though you're doing the things, right? But remember that we're not called to be a human doing. We're called to be a human being. Go look at the story of Mary and Martha when Martha was upset because she was doing things that seemed beneficial. She was serving. She was being hospitable. But the Lord said, hey, I'm not about to tell Mary that she got to get up and come help you, because right now she's at the place where she needs to be. She's at my feet getting refilled and refueled. And some of us don't know how to do that in a way that is effective. If you are dealing with a loss of purpose, if you don't really understand where you're going and you're just out here throwing darts, right? You're being more reactive than proactive in your life. And that, again, it just makes you more distraught, more downtrodden. Like you are just out here struggling, friend. If you are dealing with that, if you don't know what your goals are, if you don't even know what your values are or how to establish them, if you are not even sure that you're hearing the Lord clearly, then you need to get into a space where you're ready to do a hard reset. If you're dealing with mental fog, that means that you're having difficulty making decisions. That means that you are dealing with all of these unprocessed emotions and all of this excessive mental clutter. We have a lot of physical clutter, a lot of digital clutter, and a lot of mental and emotional clutter that we do not take the time to manage. And so then it ends up managing us. And then if you're dealing with what I call a spiritual drift, where you feel distant from God and you are struggling with prioritizing your spiritual growth amidst the daily chaos, and it's not that you don't want to, you just can't seem to get a grip on like homework assignments, kids, feeding yourself, feeding the animals, doing all the things that you've been called to do. And I realized that anytime that my situation does not line up with the word of God, that there's clearly some drama and it's always me. Okay. If the Lord says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, that doesn't mean we're not going to deal with resistance. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have tough days. But if my condition changes, if I'm dealing with conditional issues, if I'm dealing with functional issues like burnout, like chronic stress, like spiritual drift, that means that some way, somehow I have gotten out of alignment with what God has called me to do, how he's called me to do it, because the Bible tells us to worry about today because it's got enough trouble all by itself. So if I'm getting overwhelmed thinking about 10, 20, 30 years from now, or even next week, I'm out of order. And so I got to get back in alignment. It's not always easy because, yes, you want to be mindful of the future, but I can't be more mindful of where God is taking me than I am of his presence currently. The word's trying to eat me up. I can't be more mindful of that. And so I think that it's very important that we understand that if there is an ongoing season of duress, right? All of these things are distressing and duressing. This is different from us going through a season where God is like pruning and pushing us, because even in seasons where things are hard, you can still have a level of grace and you will still have peace, right? Peace that surpasses all understanding, because you should be losing your mind with the level of stuff going on. But because you have submitted and aligned yourself with the Lord, you're not. If that's not your experience, it's not that God has left you, but a lot of times we have veered off from the principles that he's called to govern us, that he's called to keep us grounded in him, and that he's called to keep our mind at peace. And that's why we need a hard reset. Now, there's a trend going around right now that is this winter arc trend. And from what I can vaguely get from it, it's like it's taking the next 90 days, not waiting till the new year, to do this kind of like hibernation thing where there's personal growth. You're dealing with rest. You're going to indulge a little bit. You're going to have a little comfort. You're going to maintain some light productivity while you live your best life. And I love that for you, if that's for you. But the winter arc provides a level of like of seasonal restoration. Right. But there's a level of long-term strategy that's missing. There's a level of long-term transformation that is missing. And it often prioritizes these surface level improvements over this deeper holistic change. So there's room and space to do a winter arc. But if you are dealing with any of those things that I listed, that ain't for you, friend. You're putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. Okay. You need a hard reset. And so a hard reset is a structured, intentional process. It's goal-oriented, and it's going to address mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual practices and spaces. So it's different from the winter arc because it is tackling root causes. Root causes of overwhelm, root causes of disorganization. And there's a multi-phase approach that is going to ensure that there is sustained transformation. And so a hard reset is a better approach if you are seeking deep transformation, if you are looking for lasting change, if you are looking to overhaul your life. A winter arc may be cool if you want some like short-term seasonal respite, and there is a need for that. But if you are dealing again with this level of symptoms, then we got to do a hard reset. You can winter arc next year because you're going to have all of your stuff in place. You can winter arc, summer arc, spring arc if you have these principles and these pillars in place. And so the goal here, and my goal always, is to have sustainable long-term transformation. Now, here's what I want us to do too. A lot of times we romanticize things that don't need to be overly romanticized. Like doing a hard reset is difficult. The 40-day plan that I have built for myself, there's like, I got to get rid of, like, I got to go through my sentimental things, stuff I ain't looked at in years. Like, I've already recruited my husband to help do some stuff. Like, I'm like, look, we don't have to declutter because forget spring cleaning. Like, I need this to be running like a well-oiled machine. Like, I need to have my house in order. And I mean, like, in every sense of the word. And last year, maybe the year before, I actually got an organizer to come in. Shout out to my friend Liz because she was dope. And she really helped me. And so I've seen how doing a version of a hard reset can be helpful. She organized my closet. She organized my clothes, my bathroom closet. She built systems and I was able to maintain them. And they're still maintained for the most part, even right now today. So the issue isn't that my life is just so chaotic. It's just that I have to take the time to put systems in place. And a lot of us do not value the time that takes because a lot of people aren't going to give you a round of applause for organizing your closet. There's not going to be a lot of applause and a lot of external praise for you getting rid of all them papers out of that junk drawer in the kitchen. That's serving you no purpose. There's not a lot of praise for that publicly, but it is all about you being able to steward well over what God has given you. And so those things are more fundamental and allows you to have more productivity and allows you to have more peace so you can do what God has called you to do and so you can just live life, right? So here are some of the things that you can expect from a hard reset. One is that it's going to provide you with mental clarity. So there's going to be simplified tasks, simplified environments. It's going to reduce overwhelm. It's going to bring you back into alignment with what the Lord is calling you to do. I plan on fasting while I do the hard reset. You can, you don't have to do whatever the Lord leads you to do, whether that's fasting from social media, like do whatever the Lord leads you to do. If you decide to download the reset guide and start it with me. I'm starting tomorrow. Okay. At the date of recording this, it's December 7th. I'm starting tomorrow, Sunday, December 8th. I'm starting. It's going to give you some emotional resilience. So it's going to provide with tools to process your emotions and to reduce burnout. A lot of us have all of this chronic fatigue because when somebody asks you, how are you doing? You respond with the word fine. Fine is not an emotion. even if you're looking cute, you might be looking fine, friend, but on the inside, how do you feel? And a lot of us don't even know how to answer that question. You have improved productivity, and this isn't about productivity, right? Productivity isn't about you completing a bunch of stuff. It needs to be strategic. Jesus did everything. He literally saved humanity in 3 years. His ministry was from when he was 30, 33. Okay. You know, he spent the 18 years on punishment after he went to his father's house for 3 days, and Mary put him on punishment for 18 years and nobody heard from him until he was getting baptized by John. Like, come on, guys, 3 years. And he was strategic and only did what the Father permitted him to do. So stop equating the amount of stuff that you accumulate or that you do with productivity. That's not the same thing. Being busy and being productive are different. And you taking the time to hard reset is going to allow you to have peace and productivity at the same time. Because Jesus was taking naps. He was hosting fish fries. He went to people's weddings and still saved humanity in 3 years. There's a lot we can learn from him about being actually productive. You will have a renewed sense of purpose, and you will have a level of holistic peace, because we're going to address all of those areas. And so here are the four phases of this plan. I'm going to give you the overviews first, and then we'll talk a little bit more. So the first is discover and decide. And so it's a place or a time where you're going to focus on self-evaluation and clarity. Why? Because reflecting on what works and what doesn't work, what matters and what doesn't matter, is how you're going to be able to get rid of some of the junk that you're dealing with. There are some things that you are doing that are busy tasks, and God is like, girl, the price is way too high. You need to cut it. Like, why are you doing that? And you're saying, you may even be saying, hey, I'm doing this for the Lord. He's like, I didn't tell you to do that. You're tired. You're burnt out. Savannah, take a nap. But we don't take the time to sit with the Lord and really reflect ourselves introspectively. And we don't sit with God so he can allow his spirit to really examine us and deal with us on things, because sitting still feels like it's passive, but it's the most productive thing that you can do. It is the most productive thing that you can do. Being still and knowing that he is God is more productive than anything else that you are doing, because it's going to ensure that you're in the right direction. And not only that you're doing what God says, because God doesn't just care about your accolades. He cares about the condition of who you are. And you have to care about the condition of who you are. So when the Bible says to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul as the greatest commandment, and then the second is to love your neighbors as you love yourself, the part that we miss is that in order for us to love other people, we have to be loving of ourselves. And I don't know on what planet has us neglecting self-stewardship, which is different from like self-indulgence and being completely over-involved with yourself. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about self-stewardship. You trying to be a martyr. You trying to be Jesus. He already died. Like, that is not doing anything for your neighbor so you can love them as yourself. You're not loving God by you neglecting yourself. He never called us to that. And so we have to have a level of discovery and making decisions. You need to discover the things that God is showing you in this season. And then you need to decide strategically what you are going to do. The next is environmental decluttering. Girl, you got to clean up the space. It is so important for you to have clear, clean, environmental spaces to improve your mental clarity, to really be able to focus. Okay. We get so easily distracted by all of these things. So if God is calling you to give away a bunch of stuff, whatever it is, you need to declutter environmentally. Then you're going to do a digital declutter. That means your emails, your files, apps on your phone that you're not using, some of them social media people that you follow. You need to declutter so you can get rid of distractions, enhance your focus, and it's going to create room for you to be purposefully productive. So, okay, maybe I don't need to have the apps on my phone for social media. Like, I don't have TikTok on my phone. I have it on my iPad. I have to be way more intentional about going to get my iPad, picking it up, and being on social media, because my phone feels natural. But what if God is calling you to be off social media for a season, but part of your job, a part of your call that God has for your life is that you're doing or doing influencing on social media. Okay, friend. So a part of your strategy, a part of your hard reset, you need to look into softwares that are going to allow you to do what God said on both ends, for you to not be actively caught up in the social media whirlwind while also being able to post content. There are tools for that. There's an app for that. Okay. Okay. And then this goes into my next point. Designing a system. This is phase four of the hard reset. You are going to build systems and routines that support long-term success. And so you're going to create personalized, God-centered workflows that are going to help you establish stability and peace that align with your goals and values. This is something that's going to have to be redone, revised, all of that as your seasons of life change. You can do a hard reset. So just because it's the end of the year, but you can do this in the summer, you can do this your birthday, you can do this. And this is why I wanted to give a condensed version, this 14-day version to y'all. And I'm going to do the 40-day version because I need 40 days and 40 nights. I do. But I really want to provide you support, show you that it's possible, because some people 40 days like, girl, this is too much. I can't do this. But you can do anything for 2 weeks. And then my prayer is that you implement this. If you see that you are getting frustrated, overwhelmed, all of that, you go back to the blueprint and you hit it again. Like, we can hit the reset button on our lives every day that God wakes us up and brings us a sound mind and air in our lungs. Okay. So phase one, you really are going to be working on fostering alignment with the will of the Lord. Psychologically, it's going to help you be self-aware and make some really good decisions. And so it's going to reduce anxiety and clarify your focus. In phase two, we are called to put our house in order. And that's scripture, right? Like, God is a God of order. 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. We have to put our house in order. Our physical house, like us, because our body houses the Holy Spirit, our house that we live in, where you housing your email. Like, we have to put some things in order. And a lot of us are asking God for more, but we're not being good stewards and being orderly in what God is calling us to do. And so as much as we like to consume and acquire things, part of growth is pruning. So we got to get rid of some of this crap. Like, straight up, my sister came yesterday to visit and I gave her a bunch of clothes that I cannot fit anymore. Decluttering. Like, I'm not saying be a minimalist. No, I'm saying just have what you need, friend. But we oftentimes negate that, like, pruning, getting rid of stuff, is a part of the growth process. In John 15, Jesus says that God prunes even those things that produce fruit so that more fruit can be produced. Does that make sense? Let me know in the comments. Okay. And so it's really important that we get rid of clutter. Phase three is going to give us space to focus on God's priorities, right? So psychologically, we're going to reduce fatigue mentally that is caused by digital clutter. Practically, we're going to be more productive. You're going to know where stuff is, and all of that's going to save you time, energy, effort. There's a lot of invisible labor into what we do as leaders, especially for women. It's like, I have to know how to do CPR at work, what medications and bacterias are sensitive to whatever that. And then I also get a text at home like, do you know where the iron is? Like, I have to know and really make room for that invisible labor that some of us deal with. And we can reduce that by having systems in place. And then finally, phase four, where we are building systems, is going to allow us to really foster trust in God's guidance. And then psychologically, we are going to be able to reduce mental overload. We're going to be able to have sustainable solutions and to be efficient. And I want that for you. So let me show you a little bit of what this hard reset blueprint looks like. Okay. So boom, here we go. It's the roadmap. So when you look at this hard reset roadmap, I have a bunch of I have every day listed out for you. Okay. You are going to be able to go here, click start task. The minute you click that, it is going to show you that it's in progress now. And each day has an overview. I have a list of activities for you to do that are strategic. I would say spend about 2 or 3 hours a day, depending on the task. You got it, friend, because you be on social media for that long. You have 2 or 3 hours. You actually can't afford not to have 2 or 3 hours a day to do this. It don't have to be all at once. You can do an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, like whatever you need to do, but plan on spending that much time because you can't afford to not do that. It is an investment. So for the first day, there are all of these tasks, all of that, some journal prompts, and then I even provide resources and strategic insight. You're like, I don't know what to do here. I provide that for you. So one of the resources is our prescription for purpose assessment that is a holistic overview of all of these areas of your life. All of this is completely free. Okay. Cause I love the Lord and I love y'all. Okay. Cause that's what friends do. And so all of the days are going to have resources and strategic insight to really help you do what God has called you to do. Once you're done, you just hit mark task as complete and it's going to be gone because it's going to be right over here in this completed task if you feel like you need to revisit it. And so I'm praying that in this, you are really able to get the help that you need, that you're able to experience what God wants you to experience. And we're able to go into 2025 ready and rejuvenated and feeling restored. So go ahead, friend. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions about a hard reset. Let me know if you needed this. Okay. Let me know that I'm not alone because I'm like, I'm losing my mind. I'm losing it. God, please. I got one more exam next week and I'm free. I'm free for about 6 weeks. And let me know too, if you decide to do the 14-day reset, share this with somebody who needs it. All of it will be linked in the video description below. And then make sure too that you go ahead and you subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell. We are 49 subs away from hitting our first 1,000. My mind can't even tolerate like how God is using my obedience and how next time I'm going to be obedient even faster because I was avoiding this. So I love you, friend. God bless you. I pray that this blesses you as much as it has blessed me. And I'll talk to you next week.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.